Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends and Faith Collective. I'm Sam.
And I'm Marina.
We're so happy you're here. And today we're talking about finding your people. We just wanted to start off by saying if you feel like you haven't yet found your people, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And we're happy you're here listening to this episode. An analogy I thought was pretty cool and very relative to this topic was that sometimes I think we can feel that finding our tribe should be like finding a home, and that we want to find it very early on in our life and live there forever. And I don't know if that's just always the case. We anticipate when we're younger that we're going to grow up with these people that we went to elementary school with, or junior high as we get older. In high school, we're going to stay with the same clique or group of friends, and that's not always the case. It is for some, and that's amazing and great, but it's majority of the time that's not quite the case. Friendships are more like a garden. I love plants and am very into cactus, and so if I can relate anything to plants or gardening, then I will, but this is one that I thought really fit into it. Yeah, friendships are more like a garden. They do change and grow over time, and some bloom and blossom in different seasons. Certain plants do great in the summer and some don't, and some do great in winter and some don't. And that can be the same with our friendships. Some friendships can do great when things are amazing and wonderful in our life, and when things are dark and gray in our lives, they're not always there. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was an interesting analogy, and also that when we take care of them, just as we have to take care of plants and gardens, when we take care of them, they bloom and blossom, and that can be the same for that as well. And
dang. Mic drop. We're done. She got it. She nailed it.
Yeah. Check us next week. And they also take tending and pruning. When we don't take care of them, sometimes they start to dry up. Sometimes they wither unexpectedly. Can't tell you how many times I've had a houseplant that, if you look on Google, this is the easiest houseplant to take care of, and then all of a sudden it just croaks, and you're like, okay, what happened? Mm-hmm. I've been watering it, taking good care of it, keeping an eye on it, and sometimes friendships are like that too, where you're putting an effort, and all of a sudden it croaks and you're not quite sure what happened. But then on the flip side of that coin, sometimes we have houseplants that we forget about and don't water, don't take care of. Or we have a strawberry plant outside that we're not watering enough, and then all of a sudden it has these beautiful blooms, and it was something so unexpected that we just weren't anticipating would have been the case. If you're looking around at your life and you're thinking, man, I could really use some new friends, don't worry, you're not alone. I've had that moment in my life many times. Mm-hmm. Not to say that the circle of friends I don't have are great mm-hmm. now, and I'm so happy with the friends that I have now, but there's been times in my life where I've hit that moment. Mm-hmm. And it could just be that instead of it being a harvest season, it's time to plant more seeds. I'll just leave you with that thought.
Seriously, mic drop. What else? How do I even come off of that? So good, Sam. Gosh, to touch on the house analogy, like that was a good one. We do have friends, some of us that we have grown up with through elementary. I have a friend that I've been friends with since I was 11 years old, and we still remain very close. Met her when we moved in the street. But I love how you've given both analogies, that sometimes they're solid, long-lasting friends. Sometimes they're new friends, and friends grow just like how you water and plant and take care of them. I also believe that we can have those friends in different seasons, and I've heard the quote before, people come into our lives for a reason, for a season, for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I believe that stands true with our friendships. I've had some very long lifetime friends. I have had friends that just come in for a reason, to show me something, to grow me through an area. and also a season where I thought they were going to be a part of my life forever, and I do not talk to them anymore. So we definitely have those friendships that we grow through, that we that are lasting, some that are just in a minimal amount of time. But one thing stands for sure is friendships are important. They are needed. God created us to have community and to have fellowship. Mm-hmm. And there is a book that I read. I told Sam, you have to get this book. This was before us even started in this podcast. You have to get this book. It's so good. It's teaching me so much, and it's just so on point with so many things. It's called Find Your People by Jenny Allen. It's a yellow book, and it says building a deep community in a lonely world. And I don't know about you, but that title just grabbed my attention, because as much as social media is supposed to connect us, it really is not. And this book talks about how true connection is time spent together, getting to know one another, getting to have those connections, those conversations. And this book, there's so many good things about it, but one of the things that I wanted to share, there's a little chart here. I don't know if you guys can see it, and we'll post it on our Instagram as well. But it is a kind of downwards triangle. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, I'm sorry you can't see this image, but we will post it on our Instagram. For those that are watching on YouTube, you can see this top section right here on it. It says acquaintances. Then the next one says village. And the underneath it says 2 to 5 close friends. And it is pointing down here at the very bottom, says this is what we want. We want that 2 to 5 close friends, those tight circle people, are people that we know that we can go to in hard times, in during prayer, in the good times and the bad, all those kind of things. We want those 2 to 5 solid people in our lives that we know that we can count on. Mm-hmm. But many times we're all up in this big section where we have acquaintances. We have a ton of acquaintances. And acquaintances can even be like coworkers, colleagues. Mm-hmm. It's someone that you're just on surface level conversations with. How's the marriage? How's kids? All that kind of stuff. You're not really getting very connected and deep. We crave this, but yet so many of us are in this acquaintance file, but we miss the middle one where it says village. We tend to skip this section, and it says village, a diverse community of consistent, interconnected people. And so when I saw that, and when I read this book, it was a lot of what our foundation on the Friends in Faith Collective is built on. The podcast is to be able to connect with women, for you guys, for our viewers to just hear our stories, some of the things that we've gone through, the things that God has helped us through, to also connect with you, to let you know that you're not alone in some of the things that you may struggle with, even some of the things that we connect on with our choice in music and mm-hmm. Outkast and
Ludacris
and Planting and all the knowledge that she has, to be able to have that connection. You wouldn't have that with us if we didn't open up and share those things about our lives. But building a deep community in a lonely world, we are in, unfortunately, in a lonely world where we feel like we're connected through social media. And that was really the whole purpose behind it. But so many of us feel connected because we can see, oh, little Johnny's in second grade now and he started baseball and they went on vacation. You feel connected because you see what your friends are posting and about their lives, but you don't really know anything beyond that. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the loneliness, I think, tends to set in, maybe even more so for myself. The book talks about how we all crave that connection, and there's just so many good things about it. We will also drop a link on this book. I've purchased it, I think, on Amazon. I've seen it in Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, I got my copy at Hobby Lobby. It was only $10.
I think I actually got mine at Target. But it's a very, very good book. I highly recommend this one. So we will drop the link on that. but wanting to also talk about why community is so important, not just in the aspect of the mic drop that you shared when we first opened up on this episode, but what it says biblically and why God calls us to fellowship and why the right people around you matter. So in our Bibles, I'm going to open this up. It's in Mark chapter 2. It talks about a paralyzed man. He has this four friends. They know that Jesus is coming into town. They know God's power and that he's been healing people. And they want to get, these four friends want to get their paralyzed friend to Jesus so that he can be healed. But amongst everyone knowing that Jesus is coming to town, he's in this home and he's preaching. There's crowds everywhere, inside the home, outside the home. They can't get to him. So instead of the friends seeing the crowds and being discouraged and telling their friend, sorry, it's just too busy, we can't get to him, they are determined to find a way to get their friend to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so in this story, it talks about how these friends created a hole in the roof to be able to lower their friend down to Jesus. And if you think about houses now, that kind of seems silly, right? Two-story house or whatever, like creating a hole. But back then, the houses were not like they are created today.
Right.
And so these friends create a hole, lower their friend to Jesus. Jesus heals this paralyzed man. And it says in the Bible that Jesus heals the paralyzed man because of his friend's great faith. And so I just want to encourage you and remind you the importance of these relationships. When you're having days when you're not quite feeling yourself, when you're having seasons in your life where things are just so hard that you feel like you can't even come up for air and you don't know where the blessings are going to come from, get yourself around these kind of people that are going to point you towards Jesus, that are going to pray for you, that are going to encourage you and remind you of the greatness within you, remind you that Jesus loves you, that he has a plan for you, and they are not going to be discouraged because they can't see a way out. They're going to make a way to get you to Jesus and to get those prayers answered and to be there to encourage you and empower you. And that is exactly why we are so big on getting the quality people around you. You have to be around the type of people that are going to build you and encourage you, that make those lasting impacts and that can speak life into you, because so many times we're going through things, we don't always believe it ourselves. We need those kind of people to believe it for us in the times that we lack. That's why we've wanted to move forward in creating this brand and these community events. And we have one coming up April 12th. It is our Mocktails and Music. It is going to be a night of fun where girls can, where we can just let our hair down, enjoy some drinks, some music, some games, just having fun and getting around like-minded people, women who love Jesus, who love to dance, have a good time, encourage one another. And I think it's going to be a great event. So I hope if you're local, those that are watching and listening, if you're local to Corona Norco Eastville area, feel free to message us. We will send you all the details, but wanted to share this topic on finding your people, because like you said in the very beginning, when we're kids, we make friends easily. I see it. I work with children. Hey, you want to be my friend? Okay, cool. Let's go play. And you're going down the slide and you're running around. You don't have those, oh, she looked at me, or oh, she did this, or you don't have those filters when you're a kid. You're just having friends and you're loving and you're enjoying life. Somewhere throughout the process of growing up, things change. Mm-hmm. We become haters, they become haters. Life just happens, and unfortunately you don't get to keep a good amount of quality friends from a young age. And also, I'm sorry to sidebar, but when you had mentioned about you have your circle of friends that you love and you that you have in your life and you appreciate them, I have the same. I've had a circle of friends that I've been friends with for a year. I absolutely love and adore them. They have a very special place in my heart. I also understand that as we grow in stages in our lives, mm-hmm. that those friendship, I don't want to say requirements, but those friendship needs change.
Yeah.
Because where we once were the friends who would just hang out, have a good time, go shopping, doing all those kind of things, as you evolve into a wife or a mom or just different stages in your life, your walk with God, there's different needs that you need from friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who can pray with you, someone who can be a mentor, maybe point you in the direction of what God's word says. There's so many things, but I also believe that our needs change as we grow and we develop. And that's why God will put new sets of friends along our path to meet the needs that we currently need and to help us grow.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends should be helping you grow. Your friends should be encouraging you to do more, to be more. They should be reminding you of what God sees in you. And if you don't have that kind of circle around you, if you don't have the friends that are willing to go to war in prayer with you, to direct you to God's word, you have the wrong circle around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you to find your people. And if you don't have your people and you're close to us, hey, we're your people and we welcome that here. And we want to create that community for all of us to be a part of, some place where everyone can feel welcome,
mm-hmm.
and grow and be encouraged, be pushed a little bit.
Yeah.
Pushed in love.
Yep.
To be better.
Yep.
To grow.
I mean, if you could have been a fly on the wall 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
For a 30-minute conversation of very personal things that we are experiencing in this season of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just as the book is saying, I can only get so connected. It needed to happen here in this moment, in the realness of what's actually happening in life,
mm-hmm.
in person. And this is where you took me.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me to lay it down. And if that's not the definition of a great friendship, then what is? Because it's impossible to get through this life without people. And again, like, you guys know by now, like, I'm the queen hermit crab over here and I think that I don't need it, but clearly I do, because wow, that was a powerful moment. Mm-hmm. And God was here and this room was on fire for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a moment I'll never forget in my lifetime. And I wrote something down from it that I hope that I never forget, and to put a sticky note somewhere, as we always say, mm-hmm. put it on a sticky note and stick it somewhere. I'll write it down somewhere that I can see it, because I needed to hear those words. And it's a massive part of the backbone of, like you said, this brand is, if that's what you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
we are on fire to find that.
Yes.
And we are, it's why we're, yes, we're creating a podcast, because you can only be so local, right? We have to be able, we want to be able to reach farther than just a 30-mile radius of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily we only live so far from each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever it is. But we hope to build community so much farther than that. And how wonderful that we do have social media,
mm-hmm.
for that aspect. However, there is more of a need, as the book says, for in-person, interpersonal relationships. There's a massive need for it. This world is so stupid, lonely. It's not even funny. You can have 10 million followers on Instagram. I don't care how many followers you have, and you could still be a very lonely person.
Come on, girl, preach.
I just got chills. In the darkest of times, you need somebody to say, I will stand next to you. We will battle it together. Mm-hmm. You are not alone. And give it to God.
Mm-hmm. As you guys can see, it is a very important topic to us, and it is the whole core of why we are doing what we're doing. Something that God put on my heart and something that is clearly so needed for so many women. I'm telling you, this book talked about how back in the old days, villages, people lived like arm's length away. They were constantly cooking together and hunting together, washing clothes. They were together, and somewhere throughout going to work and commuting and life and what it's evolved to now has brought on this type of separation where we think we're connected, but we're not really. And then we go into our own rooms and closets or cars crying to ourselves because we're feeling like we are alone in this world, that no one can understand what we're going through. And it's just not the truth. But that's where we've come into this spot of where we're at in this life and that kind of thing, where it's just why we're so on fire for what is to come with this. And we are so excited on the connections it's going to bring, on the community it's already bringing, and the impact that it's making in some of our friends and family's lives and the things that we're talking about. That's why we're doing it. And so we welcome you. We welcome you to join our community and to help you find your people and to be that friend. This book also talks about the kind of friends that you need, but also being the kind of friend mm-hmm. that others need. And I love how you introed it with, we look for friends like a house and expect to live in it and have them forever. Not always the case. Friendships, sometimes they are that way, but they come through seasons. We're to grow them. We grow by connecting. We grow by watering. But most importantly, what does God call us to do and the kind of friendships that we have in the circle that we have around us? A little bit more of a deeper topic today, but definitely needed. And again, wanting to point you guys back, our first event is April 12th for those that are local to us. Mm-hmm. We will definitely be having a lot more. So we hope to meet you and connect with you, not just in these in-persons, although that's exactly what we want. But like Sam has said before, leave us some comments. Let us know what are some of the things that you like to do. We can connect on that manner. We've gone over the song that gets Sam to drop it like it's hot.
Gosh, if you were only here last Sunday, because we had a little barbecue and played some old 90s and early 2000s rap and hip hop.
She understood the assignment. She sent me a little reel of how I act when I hear certain music and people matching my energy. And I was like, you understood the assignment.
Oh, yeah. I understood the assignment.
We thank you guys so much for watching. We hope that this connected with you. If it did, please feel free to share that so that it can help others as well. Subscribe so that you know when we're dropping our latest podcast. And until next time, we'll see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.